from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
What is your order to establish how good the wings are? I'm going to order 10 before I order any more, and the way to find out if they're good is to order 10.
Medium.
Oh, the answer's hot.
Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
There's more skill involved in creating the sauce with the medium because you're combining more of the butter with the hot sauce. Used hot. I mean, they're going to throw hot sauce in there.
Jeremy White.
I think the words that were just put together.
What?
There's more skill involved in a medium?
Yes.
A medium is the 40-yard dash, and the hot is the shuttle or the three cone.
On WGR.
Real ones know.
Sports Radio 550.
I was thinking about you Saturday because I smoked a bunch of wings. We had a block party on our street. I smoked a bunch of wings. I had a Cajun rub, I had a hot honey barbecue, and I had a a Nashville hot.
Nice.
Not a medium to be found, but as I took a couple bites of those Cajun wings, they're Cajun with kick, I thought, ooh, these might be a little hot for general consumption. Someone walks up to a plate of wings and takes a wing, right? Like,
yep.
A little heat on these. And I felt the need to warn people, oh, yeah, these are Cajun, but they're a little hot. And what I learned was you need to help people expand their horizons and trust them. The reviews of the wings came back. Everybody happy. Everybody thrilled. They're so good, these wings, even though they might have been a little hot. So
a little hot. Melting their face off with.
No, but they were not medium. They were not plain, boring, medium, no spice.
That's mild.
No,
you just described mild.
No sleepy black and white TV mediums.
Are you talking more of like a medium hot?
I'm saying these had kick, and no one says that about mediums. Mediums don't have kick.
They have a little kick. Little kick. Hot, I'm expecting a lot of kick.
Mediums have a toe tap.
Not mild,
not
no
kick. These wings challenged people to be better wing eaters.
Mm.
And you know what? People accepted the challenge.
I had a wing thought over the weekend. I was out of town visiting a friend. I went to, for the first time ever, Brazilian Steakhouse. You're familiar with the concept of a Brazilian Steakhouse?
Yeah, they basically bring a giant slab of meat out on a sword.
Yeah. So the one, and I know there's one local. I don't know if this is the same there, but at the one I was at, in Baltimore, they give you a card, and there's green on one side, red on the other. And if your card on your table is flipped up green, they have servers that continue to flow out every couple of minutes out of the kitchen with a new thing of meat on the bone, and they'll come off, they'll slice it up, they give you tongs, you can grab the meat as they're slicing it, and then you can figure out, like, okay, so at the top, it's more medium well, at the bottom, it's more medium, so they give you different options. So, green on the top. So, okay, they're coming out. All right, maybe let me go red here, because I've already got a plate full of meat. I need to eat some of it before they throw something else on top. Oh, here they come with the lamb. Okay, well, I'm almost done. I'm getting full, but all right, let me flip that thing back over to green. So you get the green-red card. And I thought, why is this not – I'm going to give away a business idea that I'm already maybe going to regret. Wings. Why aren't we doing that with wings?
Just keep bringing the wings until I flip it over?
Yeah, give me a card. If it's flipped up green, oh, here comes the next server with the hot honey barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the hot honey – I'm in. Yeah, the green. Put a three. I'll take three on my plate. And then he walks away. You eat the three wings. By the time you're done with those three wings, here comes the next guy with the parm garlic.
Yep.
I'm not thinking parm garlic. Let me go red. Or I'm full. Let me throw red down. That needs to be a concept with a wing restaurant.
I like this idea. I like it
a lot.
Or
just more things in general. The green card, red card.
Yep.
Just unlimited. Just keep coming. You put more down. Whatever it is.
I like this idea a lot. You would branch your horizons on wing flavors. You'd get to try more things without the full commitment of 10 or 12.
Exactly. You could do whatever you want. Here he comes with the, I don't know, what's a wild flavor? He's the blueberry balsamic. Oh. I don't know if I'm going to like that.
All right.
A little sweet. All right, I'll take one. You get the tongs. You take one off the plate. Server walks away, and then you wait for the next plate.
Well, good morning. We're at St. John Fisher. Joe and I out here at Fisher. It's a chilly morning. It is our last day from training camp. We have a big show for you. Lots going on. Bills GM Brandon Bean. We expect him in about the 7:30 area, 7:30-ish. So stay tuned for that. Bills GM Brandon Bean to sit with us before we wrap our portion of camp. The Bills have a practice tomorrow, too. Howard picks the Bills. The, very famous world-renowned segment where he tells us how many games they're going to win and lose. Chris Brown, play-by-play man of the Bills. Officially, full-time. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown of One Bills Live. They're out here today again as well. And he'll sit down with us at 8:30. And then Carl Jones, Channel 4 from Rochester, now out in Buffalo with us. He's been out here at training camp as well. We'll get Carl Jones his thoughts on what he's seen as we begin to wrap camp here from St. John Fisher. Again, they'll practice today. They'll practice tomorrow. They had yesterday off. It's all now in preparation for the preseason game. Yesterday we asked Sal when we might hear who's playing on Saturday. Will starters play? And he said that McDermott speaks on Thursday. So maybe we get an indication about that today. Mm-hmm. Maybe the full announcement comes tomorrow on who plays in the preseason, how much time starters will see. We are fully expecting to see Caleb Williams in his first NFL action as the Bears will roll in with Caleb Williams and maybe DJ Moore, maybe Keenan Allen, maybe Roma Dunze, whatever. Like the Bears are as interesting as they've been in quite some time. They're in on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the stadium. So preseason game number one is on the way. That's exciting. The Brandon Ayuk story, there's not news there. I mean, there is news.
There's a little bit.
There's some. It's just that New England is going to be out because he doesn't want to play for New England. Which.
Right. And I've seen – I read a piece by Christopher Price at the Boston Globe. I read Ben Volin this morning. Who else? There was one other. Mike Giardi. Like, you're getting a lot. I saw three different stories. I didn't read the full thing on all of them. But, like, the headlines and then, like, the first little bit of each. The Patriots are now the Sabres. They cannot get people they want to come.
Yeah, their money's no good.
Their money, they're right. Their money is no good. They offered, by all accounts in the reporting, they offered what the Niners wanted and what Ayuk wants, and they still can't get it done. They've been trying for years for this specific type of player, and they still can't pull it off. And I definitely take a little bit of solace in that New England has become that team that nobody wants to play for. Now, that could maybe change quickly.
Yeah, because if Drake May's good, that'll change quickly.
If Drake May's good, and maybe there was a stigma about playing for Belichick that could be different under a new head coach, too. I don't know. It's mostly going to come down to Drake. Is Drake May good? But New England is the team right now that the Bills maybe were during the drought. Nobody wants to go there.
Well, Joe, for that, I have four words for you.
You love to see it. Actually, it might be five words.
You love to see it.
Yeah, yeah, it's five.
Five.
You love to see it.
Yep.
I mean, what's better than that? How many times can I possibly retweet a story that says the Patriots cannot get anybody they want?
Yeah.
I mean, it's delicious. It's magical. I want to somehow make it into a garment that I can wear. Nobody wants to play for New England. I was told they had a Patriot way. I was told there was some sort of magical elixir.
Yeah,
that people just went there to that building and became these selfless people that would play for less money. Oh, my goodness, that era is over. Oh, well, you love to see it.
It was just Tom Brady the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's right, the whole time. That's Brady.
Which, that's kind of gross to admit on its own, too.
Well, at least we were all right about that. I mean, we lived through 2 decades of syrupy stories about some sort of special elixir they had up there. And it was just that they had Tom Brady. And everybody knew that.
That was it the whole time.
That they had Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Which, you know, life in the NFL is you either have a quarterback or you don't. And if you do, then you feel like you're in something. And that's just a different life. You're either, you either have a quarterback or you're seeking a quarterback or you're, I don't know, tanking. You're going to the bottom.
It is worth pointing out, though, like no doubt you're right. Like, it is mostly quarterback. It's not all quarterback because by most of the rumor mill right now, Brandon Ayuk wants to play for Pittsburgh. And
they have a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You don't have to think he's very good.
Right.
They have a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And then another guy who, well, I guess Justin Fields is Justin Fields.
But he's not going there. He might accept the idea of going there with the quarterbacks being, okay, these quarterbacks are good enough. But isn't he going to Pittsburgh with the magic elixir of Tomlin?
Yes, Tomlin wins all the time. Maybe he wants to play in Pittsburgh because of Tomlin. Tomlin has won regardless of quarterback. The Patriots have not done that.
Right.
So,
but no, you're right. Like, they are, even though they're not, you know, they're not there on quarterback, and I certainly don't think they're there on quarterback. I could see Ayuk seeing them very differently than New England, who's coming with a brand new guy that you have no idea about.
The thing about Ayuk here is, you know, we've been on receiver for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whether it's about adding with Diggs or with Davis or this group, we've talked about this all the time. And, I mean, it's been probably an obsession for, well, me, and many of you out there as well, whether it was, are they going to add Beckham? Are they going to go for DeAndre Hopkins? Mm-hmm. What about this guy? What about that guy? What about trading up for? And the thing about Ayuk right now is the Bills have $31 million of their cap right now dedicated to a number one receiver.
Yeah.
He's just not here.
He's just not here.
So it's worth pointing that out all the time. If, you know, I posted the Twitter poll yesterday, do you think the Bills want a number one receiver? And, you know, I think Sal said it right, which is I don't think that they right now want to dedicate $25 million a year to a receiver plus. And I think that's probably right because they currently are dedicating 31. He's just not on the team.
If you dedicated 25 million more, you would then be dedicating with 56. Curtis Samuel 60.
60, right, right. Which, okay.
Yeah.
But I think back to, and this is a deep, deep pull for you here. Back before the Bills had a franchise quarterback, at training camps, we'd sit here.
Mm-hmm.
Former executive Russ Brandon would say about the Bills, we have a blank-sized hole to pay a franchise quarterback if we ever get one. Like for some reason, I'm thinking about Roethlisberger at the time. Maybe he signed a big extension. And the Bills may have been considered cheap at the time because of the cash-to-the-cap situation under Ralph Wilson. I'm blending storylines.
There was coaches stuff, too, but right?
Yeah, but the point is, he said, if we ever got one, we would pay one.
Yeah.
And the Bills had one and paid him. And right now, they don't have one. So if they didn't have this $31 million cap on the roster for Diggs, who's not here.
If it was zero,
wouldn't everybody in the entire NFL world think the Bills would be on this Ayuk trade?
Yes.
Why would they not be? What's the case against it? I don't think they really can make it now. We're going to talk to Brandon Bean at 7:30. Maybe we'll ask, you know, some version of, have you made a call? Have you made a check-in? Mm-hmm. And if we're to ask that, hasn't his answer been some version of, for the last 7 years, oh, yeah, we're going to check in on everything? They call on everything. Mm-hmm. Sal makes that point all the time, that somebody's going to call the Niners at some point in the last 4 months and say, like, what's going on over there? What's going on with your guy? You're trying to get rid of him? He wants out? What is he looking for? Blah, blah, blah. It kind of is unfortunate that the timelines sit where they do, because Ayuk is absolutely something the Bills could use to make their team better, to pay him. They will have the room to pay a receiver, because as soon as this $31 million for Diggs leaves, their receiver room is like the cheapest in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have no money committed. They have an $8 million contract per year for Curtis Samuel. And then you're talking Mac Hollins is the next highest AAV.
Right. Right.
Because
just because he's a veteran.
He's a veteran. Keon Coleman is super cheap for 4 years. MVS, Tyrell Shavers.
Shakir is like $1 million.
Yeah,
right?
Shakir's cheap. Maybe he gets a contract in a year that's modest. Like, the Bills absolutely have an Ayuk-sized available spot if the timeline was a little different.
You also want to, like, think of how we just talked about New England. New England is now living in a reality where they can't get players that they need because they don't have the quarterback. We lived that charmed existence for 20 years, and now you have Allen in the building. It would almost feel like, to me, like, it's a limited window, right? It might be 15 years long, but it's not going to be forever. It would almost feel like a waste if you decided philosophically, okay, for the foreseeable future going forward with Josh Allen, like, no, we don't want to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Pay receivers $25 million, $30 million a year. Like, we don't need Brandon Ayuk's of the world. Like, to me, I would think, you're one of the few teams that, especially in a small market, you're one of the few teams that can get a guy like that, because your quarterback attracts people here. Take advantage of that while he's in the prime of his career. And I know now they can't, but, you know, I wonder about Diggs. Diggs talked about when he got here that the Bills had tried to trade for him in 2019, middle of the season, and he thought, no, maybe now's not the time. I don't remember what he would have said on this. Like, did he see enough from Allen? Maybe he did talk about this. Like, Allen's will and competitiveness, and like, holy cow, look at this guy.
Yep.
You know, the Dallas game, maybe he even referenced specifically, that Allen would have showed him enough over the rest of that season that, okay, I could sign up to play for that guy. Like, you have a built-in advantage over teams, and even in your own division, that you can attract players to come here at that position. And to just say, like, matter-of-factly, no, in an ideal world, I don't really want to be paying that position that much. Like, to me, you're foregoing an advantage that you have. And to say that within the next couple of years, like, no, we're not going to go chase after the next version of Brandon Ayuk, like, to me, that's a form of wasting Josh Allen.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. And it's also, sometimes it's pitted against itself as if there are only two options. You can either pay a guy and have a bunch of bums, or have four really good receivers. And the answer is you can pay a guy and have four really good receivers.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason that you can't just have everything the Bills have right now plus a number one on top of it, and then we think, like, oh, they're stacked. They're stacked top to bottom. If their depth,
yeah,
I thought about this the other day. So let's go back to last year. Andy Isabella's name is why I want to bring this up.
Okay.
Last year, Andy Isabella shows up midway through camp, and we think, ooh, they've got a little help for the receiver room, which they desperately need, some speed, maybe the return game. And I'm not sure we ever thought Andy Isabella was going to rate. But the point is they brought him in during camp. And this year, he's already on the team, and there's no one to bring in as a let's get one more idea in here. There's no pursuit of Hopkins or a Beckham or somebody out there because the Bills actually did bring in so much depth at the position. They might not have the top guy, but they brought in the depth of, okay, Shakir's more established, Coleman's a high pick, Samuel's a guy in the league that is respected, MVS is further down the depth chart, Shavers has elevated. Like, if you're saying that the Bills group is better from the 4-5-6 spot, I think you're right. It probably is. It's a little bit more shaky at the top, and man, Ayuk would just be, it would be such a landing if the Bills were able to do it. I don't even allow myself to think that they've considered it because of their current situation and where they want to be. But, you know, helping Josh Allen and giving him everything he can, some would describe what they're doing this year as a bit of a gamble or a bit of a, all right, we're gonna see how this works this year. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'd imagine they'll be a good team and a good offense. But if they're not, you know, things will get intense pretty quick. It's one of the things about the preseason and about training camp is we don't yet know what adversity is going to hit. A year ago, right now, we probably don't think Ken Dorsey is getting fired midway through the season because the Bills are 6-6 and it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
The offense looks broken. They lose to the Jets in the opener scoring, what, 13 points? Like, that's not the kind of thing we would have envisioned happening.
Right.
But halfway through the season, They're off. They're done with their 12 personnel thing. Dorsey's fired. Joe Brady takes the job. And, okay, now we're on to a new season. This year, we don't know what that adversity is yet. It's training camp. Something will hit. Something hits every team, you know. So it's just interesting. The Ayuk stuff is worth tracking. It in a different timeline, a year from now, this whole thing happened a year from now, I think we might be banging down doors to say, get this done. Take the next step.
Yeah. We've brought up this example. Like, the comparables between right now and maybe where they were in 2019 when they had brought in Brown and Beasley, where it was, hey, these guys are all, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty good receivers. Better than the alternative, like, 4 through 6. That's the difference here, because the alternative here was maybe keeping Diggs. But you had a couple of guys that were pretty good. And then, right, when it was the time to take the next step, you did 1 year of that, and, wow, look, John Brown's pretty good, 1,000 yards. Cole Beasley is actually a really good slot receiver. We're still missing that number one, though. Duke Williams, 10 targets in a playoff game?
Yeah.
That can't happen. Let's go take the next step. Let's go get our true number one. And maybe it'll just be a copycat. Maybe it'll just be, oh, yeah, Curtis Samuel, John Brown. Oh, 1,000 yards. That's nice, good receiver.
Add somebody to it.
Khalil Shakir, Cole Beasley. Oh, just no, look at this, good slot receiver.
And maybe that's Coleman, or maybe that's somebody else.
Yeah. And maybe they show up to a playoff game, and, I don't know, Chase Claypool has 10 targets in a playoff game, and we go, okay, we got two guys that are pretty good, and, well, maybe Coleman would be that. I don't know. Coleman is the difference here. Like, where does he kind of fit into that picture? That's what is different between maybe this year and what that year was. And also, it is worth pointing out at the same time, they did, you know, all the talk of, like, oh, they don't want to invest whatever in receiver. Their two biggest investments of the offseason were wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Their number one draft pick was a wide receiver, and their biggest free agent contract was a wide receiver.
The Chiefs did the same thing. Both modest, but yeah.
Yeah.
They do follow similar paths. 803-0550. You get a call in here as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Mike in Orchard Park joins us. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so how I kind of look at the Vikings situation is I think if Brandon Bean really wanted him, he would get him. You know what I mean? Like, when we traded for Von Miller, you know, Brandon Bean said, don't expect nothing big, and then we find $100 million to sign him. So I just kind of think if Brandon Bean really wanted him, he would grab him. Because correct me if I'm wrong, if they did give him that extension, that wouldn't go into effect until the following year, correct?
Well, he's got – so, thanks, Mike. The Bills, if they were to try – let's say that Bean did want to do this. He would have to create enough cap space to trade for him today, which the Bills do not have.
Right.
They cannot trade for him on the cap.
And there's no such thing as a sign-and-trade.
Yes, that's right.
Because of dead cap stuff.
That's right. So they cannot do that. If they were to trade for him right now, they'd be over the cap. However, if they extended him, they'd immediately be under the cap. If you were allowed to be over the cap for a minute, then this would be doable. Instead – the Bills would have to further restructure guys and further move things around and maybe trade somebody out back the other way. And, you know, maybe it's just not the kind of thing he's eager to do right now, again, because of timelines. That's why a lot of this for me is if this were next year, I think this would be a no-brainer. Right now, it requires a little bit more of a heavy lift. We talked about this yesterday with Sal a little bit, Mike, where maybe the Bills would have done this at the start of the offseason, but they've had a full offseason now. Okay, well,
right.
We already did everything. We signed guys. We drafted Coleman. We actually like – I mean, I'm not going to tell you that Tyrell Shavers is going to keep Brandon Ayuk off this team. But, yeah, the extension – that's the thing about the salary cap and different timelines and different money.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Jefferson got $35 million a year, and his cap hit went to, like, $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Tua's cap hit went down. Tyreek Hill just signed a massive new extension. His cap hit went down. So, yeah, the extension – would absolutely move things down if they were to do this with Ayuk. It's why any sort of big money contract to, whether it's a receiver or maybe we get to next year and it's a safety or a defensive tackle, like they're going to have money to spend next year and lots of cap room. And that's, you know, we'll see what they do at that point.
Well, that's why I was rooting for Ayuk to, like, head down, play for the Niners this year on his fifth-year option and then hit the trade market next offseason when the Bills could be in it.
It is still possible he goes back to San Francisco.
Did you hear McCaffrey yesterday?
He called him a former teammate, right?
Someone on your team is calling you a former teammate.
That's right.
But also, there was a story about Kyle Shanahan. Like, are you starting to get under his skin at practice because of the hold-in, knowing he's not going to be on the team anymore?
Okay.
Although they were seen, like, 4 days ago dapping up, so yeah. I don't know.
Andrew Filippone reported he's been in on this a little bit, reporting the Steelers are close, that the Niners want either a first-round pick or George Pickens or Pat Freiermuth. They want one of those three pieces.
They're open to slightly above-average tight ends?
I guess so. And then on the other side, what Pittsburgh's willing to give up is a second, Calvin Austin, and then two other guys.
It's a horrible offer.
It's horrible. Steelers.
Calvin Austin.
Yesterday we talked to Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports, who said he would give up two firsts and pay Ayuk the price.
He would probably get him, because I doubt there's two firsts on the table.
That's probably right. Anyway, Ayuk's still out there, available. It is a worthwhile question. If Bean wanted it, would he do it? Does he do everything he wants? Would he have wanted to trade up in the draft, but it didn't fall right for them? And they traded down.
Yeah.
If the board went a little different, there's probably a receiver on the board where they don't trade down from where they were. Instead, they traded down and still got a guy they really like. But
yeah. I don't know why this came to mind, because it's backup quarterback, but there was a report last year they made an offer for Trey Lance. And did Dallas beat them by, like, at the last second by, like, a round?
Yep. Yeah, this is one where you would say, if they wanted it, would they do it? Might want it, but just not want to pay the price. They might want it, but think it's not the right time. It's tough.
How come Pittsburgh doesn't want it?
I know.
Because to me, like, them being in it, him wanting to be there, and all the chatter about, like, them pushing for the deal, if you're offering a second in Calvin Austin,
you're not
like,
serious.
How badly do you actually want it?
Right, offer a first
I don't think
round
you
pick.
Actually want it that much.
Right, offer a first-round pick for a 25-year-old incredible receiver. That's what Pittsburgh should do. We'll see if they get it done. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. He does not want to go to New England.
Let's go.
Don't blame him. Jeremy and Joe, live from St. John Fisher. Coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Edmar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it, and brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. Chris Brown, Carl Jones, Brandon Bean, Howard picks the Bills. Big show for you today to close out from training camp. It's chilly. Little chilly. Brian Mazurowski said a magic word on the radio today. I heard it. I heard him say it.
What'd he say?
Fall-like.
Wow.
Just saying. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.